June 1st, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. If I were to reveal to you the height and depth of leadership, secular and religious, that has been sullied by the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth today, then you could better understand how the world has arrived at such a state of moral degeneration, such as it finds itself in. Most do not even recognize the lowly state to which they have been led and willingly follow. Once again, this is the bad fruit of not seeing the difference between good and evil. If you build compromised belief upon compromised belief, you have the net result of compromised governments, laws, and a convoluted sense of good versus evil. This is why I come here, and why these apparitions, messages, and miracles must continue despite influential but erroneous opposition. I am pointing out the path of light, which is holy love. What is more important, to believe in error or to follow the path of righteousness? You must be courageous and see that I am leading you to salvation despite Satan's attempts to mislead you. When positions of leadership are used to mislead and or to control, it is never towards the support of truth. Therefore, I am telling you, you must sort out the truth from misinformation, which serves man's self-interest, such as power, control, material gain, or popularity. If you do this towards making righteous decisions, you will not be judging. Pray for wisdom. A note is given to read Wisdom chapter 6, 1 through 11, and 22 through 25. The synopsis. Reminder of God to leaders of the world that their authority is granted by God, and so their judgments and decisions regarding those they lead are scrutinized according to God's commandments, and if they are in union with God's will. Because the Lord shows no partiality nor fears greatness, a rigorous scrutiny applies to those leaders who abuse their authority. Therefore, prayer should be addressed to leaders that they learn God's wisdom. The wisdom of Solomon is the wisdom of all rulers should possess for the benefit of the people they are to lead. Listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. I will tell you what wisdom is, and how she came to be, and I will hide no secrets from you, but I will trace her course from the beginning of creation and make knowledge of her clear, and I will not pass by the truth. Neither will I travel in the company of sickly envy, for envy does not associate with wisdom. A multitude of wise men is the salvation of the world, and a sensible king is the stability of his people. Therefore, be instructed by my words, and you will profit.